to Leviticus chapter 2, and we'll read these good words from Leviticus chapter 2. Perhaps not the most common of scripture readings, but worthy of our attention this morning. Hear God's word. Now, when anyone presents a grain offering as an offering to the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it. He shall then bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and shall take from it his handful of its fine flour, and of its oil, and all of its frankincense. And the priest shall offer it up in smoke as a memorial portion on the altar, an offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. The remainder of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons, a thing most holy, of the offerings to the Lord by fire. Now when you bring an offering of a grain offering baked in an oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, or unleavened wafers spread with oil. If your offering is a grain offering made on a griddle, it shall be made of fine flour unleavened mixed with oil. You shall break it into bits and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering. Now if your offering is a grain offering made in a pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. When you bring in the grain offering which is made of these things to the Lord, it shall be presented to the priest, and he shall bring it to the altar. The priest then shall take up from the grain offering its memorial portion, and shall offer it up in smoke on the altar as an offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. The remainder of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons, a thing most holy, of the offerings to the Lord by fire. No grain offering which you bring to the Lord shall be made with leaven, for you shall not offer up in smoke any leaven or any honey as an offering by fire to the Lord. As an offering of first fruits you shall bring them to the Lord, but they shall not ascend for a soothing aroma on the altar. Every grain offering of yours, moreover, you shall season with salt, so that the salt of the covenant of your God shall not be lacking from your grain offering. With all your offerings you shall offer salt. Also, if you bring a grain offering of early ripened things to the Lord, you shall bring fresh heads of grain, roasted in the fire, grits of new growth for the grain offering of your early ripened things. You shall then put oil on it and lay incense on it. It is a grain offering. The priest shall offer up in smoke its memorial portion, part of its grits and its oil, with all its incense, as an offering by fire to the Lord. May God be pleased to give us grace in a good understanding of this particular portion of His Word. Our neighbors across the street are Bill and Sue, and they're good neighbors. Bill is a World War II veteran, and last year he dusted off an old uniform that he is still able to wear remarkably, and he went to Washington, D.C. with his wife to the celebration for the World War II Memorial. And like many who were there at that dedication, he was struck by the monument itself and by all that it represents. But in conversations with him, he was struck more deeply by the people who were present. Elderly men in wheelchairs and in walkers. and with canes. Stopping by the respective parts of the memorial representing their state and looking at the stars representing all those who had fallen. And as I conversed with Bill, I realized that it wasn't the marble and the mortar so much as the men themselves and the women themselves who memorialized the great events of World War II. And many of them are still with us. And thankfully, they are living memorials to that great event. And in the end, isn't it true that God is not interested in bricks and mortar and church buildings? He's really interested in people. He's interested in people like you and me, whom He raises up in the church to memorialize His great work. People like us who go through the warfare of this life and memorialize the grace and the power and the love of Almighty God. And this is the direction that our text this morning takes us in Leviticus chapter 2. And if you look at the head of my outline, I have this little statement. Seasoned with Christ's covenant, the Spirit and prayer, you are a memorial in this world to the God who is in heaven. You, dear friends, are the memorial. And this is what Leviticus chapter 2 teaches us as it sets before us the grain offering. In this scripture, Moses gives us a picture of the harvest. And you get this right away, the harvest and an offering that is brought and a memorial portion. Now when anyone presents a grain offering as an offering to the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it. He shall then bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and shall take from it his handful of its fine flour, of its oil and of its frankincense, and the priest shall offer it up in smoke as its memorial portion to the Lord. And the picture we have is the picture of grain which is brought out of the harvest field. Now, my wife and I moved from Kansas, so we have a pretty good picture of this. And some of the rest of you may have a good picture of this too, of the grain that's brought out of the harvest field. In Israel, it may have been barley or oats or wheat. And then a portion of that grain was to be taken to the tabernacle or the temple as an offering to the Lord. And then when that offering was presented, you can get the picture. The priest jabs his hand down into that offering and raises it up, and you can see the grain dripping from his hands, or the flour. This is the memorial portion dedicated specifically to the Lord, and he throws it on the altar of burnt offering. And so we have these three pieces: the harvest, the offering from the harvest, and the memorial portion. And the word memorial comes from the Hebrew word, I tell my students you're not supposed to do this, comes from the Hebrew word zakar. And you can hear the word, the name Zachariah. I have an adopted grandson whose name is Zachary. My memorial. Zachariah means memorial to God. And this is the idea. The memorial portion is given to God, and it is to be a remembrance of God's goodness and God's grace and God's love to the people in the harvest that they have been able to reap. What a wonderful picture this is. And in the book of Leviticus, the grain offering is sandwiched in between the whole burnt offering and the peace offering. Now, if you read Leviticus, you probably have the idea, rightfully so, that the whole burnt offering points to Christ, and that the burnt offerings in the peace offerings point to Christ. And that's correct. So what's this grain offering all about? Does it point to something? It's sandwiched in between these two chapters. Obviously, it does. And Isaiah the prophet shows us the meaning. Would you turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Isaiah chapter 66. The very end of Isaiah, which is an eschatological picture, a picture of the end of time. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 18 and following. For I know their works and their thoughts. The time is coming to gather all the nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. The picture is of the gathering of God's people out of all the nations of the world. I will set a sign among them and will send survivors from them to the nations, Tarshish, Put, Lud, Meshach, Rosh, Tubal, and Javan, to the distant coastlands that have neither heard of my fame nor seen my glory, and they will declare my glory among the nations. There will be those who are saved who are dispersed throughout the nations and will preach the gospel. Verse 20, then they, those who preach the gospel, shall bring your brethren from all the nations. They shall bring all your brethren from all the nations as a grain offering to the Lord, on horses, in chariots, in litters, on mules, and on camels, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the sons of Israel bring their grain offering in clean vessels to the house of the Lord. Here's the picture once again of the harvest field. And you know right well, do you not, that Jesus himself speaks of the fields being white with harvest. And he means that there are those who are out there who are ripe to hear the gospel and who are ripe to be brought in and dedicated to the Lord. And so Isaiah is connecting together in a formal way, we would say, the harvest field and those who are brought as the grain offering of old and presented to God. And the memorial portion is presented to God. That is, people like you and me who come to Christ and are presented to God are typified in that Old Testament grain offering as grain from the harvest is brought to the temple and is scattered on the altar. Now, let me verify this thinking with you, if I may. Turn with me, if you would, to Romans chapter 15 and notice how Paul uses this concept. Romans chapter 15. And then we need to go back to Leviticus chapter 2. In Romans chapter 15, the Apostle Paul is speaking well of the church at Rome. Verse 14, "And concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another. But I have written very boldly to you on some points, so as to remind you again, because of the grace that was given to me from God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest of the gospel, so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit." Building on what Isaiah has to say, the Apostle Paul looks at the Gentiles in the church at Rome, and he says to them, "I pray that the sacrifice of the grain offering, my bringing you as converts to God, will be acceptable to Him, and that you will be a memorial to God in this world." And you see, he's acting as a priest. He indicates that this is the case. "Ministering as a priest the gospel of God, so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit." Now, these things may seem a bit obscure to us who live in the 21st century dealing with these sacrifices of old, but these sacrifices of old all have meaning for us today. And what we are saying by tying Leviticus 2, Isaiah 66, and Romans 15 together, the way the Bible ties them together, what we are saying is that you are in Leviticus 2. You are the grain offering. You are the people who have been offered up to God from the Gentiles as a memorial to God in this world. You are the grain offering. Leviticus 2 is about you and about me. Let's turn back to that chapter now. As I've already said, Leviticus 2 is sandwiched between these two other chapters. Leviticus 1 talks about the whole burnt offering. That was the offering that was put on the altar, and it was totally destroyed by the fire. That is, the offering took the wrath of God for sin. That offering represents the propitiation, the sacrifice of Christ in taking the awful wrath of God. And then in Leviticus chapter 3, we have the peace offerings. The peace offerings were fellowship offerings. These were offerings that recognized the fact that based upon what God had done in consuming His wrath in the burnt offering, in Jesus Christ, we have peace and fellowship with God. And the peace offerings were thank offerings and votive offerings and free will offerings. Those three different types of offerings. And when thank offerings are taken in the church today, it's a token of the fact that we have peace with God and we're giving thanks to God for the peace that we have with Him. And the whole burnt offerings and the grain offerings always went together. And the grain offerings always accompanied the animal sacrifices, the sacrifices of blood. This was always the case. I'd like you to turn to another scripture now, if you would, please. I know, I'm making you work a little bit. Numbers 15. Would you do that, please? Numbers 15. and verses 8, 9, and 10. When you prepare a bull as a burnt offering, Leviticus 1, or a sacrifice to fulfill a special vow for peace offerings to the Lord, Leviticus 3, then you shall offer with the bull a grain offering, Leviticus 2, of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with 1/2 of a hin of oil. And you shall offer as a drink offering 1/2 a hin of wine as an offering by fire, as a soothing aroma to the Lord. The Lord willing, I want to talk a little bit about the drink offering this evening. Now the grain offering. It's always given with the burnt offering. In other words, there is an intimate association between those who are taken out of the harvest and the sacrifice that's on the altar. And the grain offering, those who are offered up to God as a memorial, are always offered up to God as a memorial based upon the whole burnt offering or based upon what Jesus Christ has done on Calvary's cross. When individuals are presented to God, it's always on the basis of what God has done in the sacrifice. That's the point. They always go together. And this is part of what Leviticus chapter 2 is drawing out for us. One of the very first grain offerings to be offered, well, I suppose it was the first grain offering to be offered, was that of Cain in Genesis chapter 4. And the Bible says that Cain brought an offering to the Lord from the fruit of the field, and that Abel brought of the firstlings of his flock and of his cattle, and that God was pleased with the offering from Abel, but he was displeased with the offering from Cain. And the book of Hebrews gives us a clue as to why this was the case. By faith, Abel offered up a better sacrifice than Cain, receiving the testimony that by faith he was righteous. Hebrews 11:4, sort of. It was because Abel was trusting in the promised Messiah and understood the need for a blood sacrifice that Abel was accepted. But Cain divorced his grain offering from that blood offering. And he brought the work of his own hands before God, and thought he would be acceptable on the basis of the work of his own hands. That was the problem. It wasn't the problem that the grain offering was innately evil. That's what we see in Leviticus chapter 2, that the people of God were to bring grain offerings. The problem was that it wasn't properly associated with the blood offering. And when men and women attempt in this life to set up memorials for themselves, take Donald Trump, for example. You know, Trump Tower he wants to build. And what does he want at the top of the tower? The name. Right? Reminds you of earlier things in Genesis, does it not? Those who wanted to make a name for themselves. No. When individuals come before God and rest upon the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God makes of them a memorial in this world to Him. That's part of the point. And that's part of what Leviticus chapter 2 is attempting to show us. Now let's look at a couple of other things with regard to this grain offering. Leviticus 2:2. Back in Leviticus. He shall then bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and shall take from it his handful of fine flour, of its oil, with all of its frankincense, and the priest shall offer it up in smoke as a memorial portion on the altar. Verse 4. Now when you bring an offering of a grain offering baked in an oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, or unleavened wafers spread with oil. Verse 13. Every grain offering of yours, moreover, you shall season with salt, so that the salt of the covenant of your God shall not be lacking from the grain offerings. With all your offerings you shall offer salt. With the grain offering, representing people brought to God out of the harvest, there was to be oil. The oil of the Spirit. And anyone who is able to stand rightly before God is anointed with and flavored by the oil of the Spirit. And then there is frankincense. Frankincense was one of the important ingredients of the incense burned by the priests on the little altar in the holy place. The altar of incense, and it represents the prayers of God's people. The grain offering, flavored with the Spirit and with prayer. And what else? The salt of the covenant. And that salt is a preserving power, signifying for us the preservative nature of the great covenant of grace into which God calls us. And if anyone is to be presented to God as a memorial, that individual must be flavored with the Spirit and with prayer and with the covenant of the grace of our God. Let me try to bring this a little closer to home, if I may. As I already mentioned, we have an adopted grandson by the name of Zachary, and the little boy is biracial. And I had the privilege of baptizing him not too long ago. And in our family, he's the only male to carry forward the family name. And my prayer is that he will come to know Christ, and we will be able to offer him up as a memorial to God for what God has done on the basis of Christ. He would be our little memorial portion. And is that not the case here in this congregation with many of you? As we, several months ago, witnessed the baptism of little Katie Salvaggio and the Salvaggios offering up little Katie with prayer that the covenant of grace would be fulfilled in her life and that the Spirit of God would take her. as a memorial to him. And we wept in moving services, did we not, as we witnessed young ladies making public profession of faith and being baptized. Thank God for them. And you families present them to God as a token of His grace and as a token of His mercy and love, as a memorial to Him, as a grain offering, as it were, to Him. Yes, friends, Leviticus 2, a seemingly obscure passage, speaks of you and speaks of me. You are the memorial brought out of the world by God to be a testimony to Him, a people to live in the world as a living memorial before Him. Several years ago, when I spoke at a memorial service in Sterling, Kansas at the cemetery, it was before 9/11 and these current wars, I zeroed in on the Vietnam veterans. And I said to them, thank you for your service and for what you have done. And we remember those who lost their lives in that war, and those of you who have come through that war, I salute you. And I stood and I saluted those men. And this morning, I say to you, dear congregation in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are God's memorial, a living memorial. Many of you have come through difficult times in the warfare of this life. But I salute you as a congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank my God for you, because you are the grain offering. You are God's memorial in this world. And God will display His grace and His love and His mercy evermore through you and through your lives as you conduct yourselves under His guidance and care in this world. Tinctured with the salt of the covenant and with the Spirit of God and with prayer, you are God's memorial in this world, dear friends in Jesus Christ. Please pray with me. Father, we give you grace. We give you thanks and praise your grace, because we would be unable to utter words like this were it not for your faithfulness to us. How you have loved us. And we can think of men and women who labored and prayed for us so that they might be able to present us to God. Sanctified by the Spirit. We thank you that that's the case. Carry us away from this time, we pray, with the encouragement that we, as your people, have been designated your memorial in this world. And cause us, we pray, to live in accordance with that idea. We ask in the great name of Jesus. Amen.